Hey, welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast. I'm Troyan Belisario.
And I'm Ashley Benson.
We're going to talk about episode 104, Can You Hear Me Now? In which we tried to stop A on our own and it didn't really work out too well.
Yeah, we tried blocking her out of our lives and it just got worse.
Yeah, way worse. That was a really interesting thing to see how many ways the writers could come up with.
Yeah.
Having A get to us without
the messages. They had flyers, they had radio stations calling in, lipstick on mirrors, like going into someone's bedroom. Like, that was crazy.
That was crazy. That reminded me of like a scene from like a horror film. Absolutely. And then Hannah's dad came to visit, which was intense.
Yeah, daddy came. Hannah didn't really see her dad that much, and this is like the first time she's seen him in a while since she lost weight, and so it's kind of really important for her to look good for him, and Spencer was helping her out with her clothes, trying to look sophisticated. So she was really excited about that, but the first date that they had, it was just her and her dad, and then he told her he wanted to take her to dinner, and she thought that, you know, she would be moving in with him or something in the summer. Getting
to know
her dad. I
took you to the
Jolly
Roger.
Yeah.
Right?
I go to dinner and he tells my mom she's not invited. So it's just me and my dad. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's just going to be me and my dad. And then a big thing comes up and his fiance and soon to be my stepsister arrived, which was not cool.
That I died when I read that scene.
Like totally unannounced.
Totally unannounced, but not only that, but like Hannah's reactions to Kate were unreal.
Yeah.
I think my favorite line so far in every single episode has been, was that a joke? Yes. And this is a fork.
Yeah.
I absolutely died. And then, the line about the fake veneers.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. They made Kate so like just preppy, perfect girl, does what her mommy tells her, and they've really made Hannah be really sarcastic and funny as the episodes go on, and so, you know, everything that's coming out of her mouth is so sarcastic and dry that they're
so
just like, what is this? Like, why are you talking to me like that? It's hilarious, because, like, they all get really tense and like, what did you teach your daughter? It's so fun.
What was it like working with the guy who played your dad?
Rourke plays my dad, and it's so funny because he was on Days of Our Lives, and he played my mom's brother.
What?
And I got on Days after he left, but we like started talking, and he was basically my uncle in the show. But he played, I think he was playing it with like a 10-year-old or something when they were playing Abby. But it was crazy. He's so sweet. He's really funny. Yeah, he was sweet. And then I caught Spencer kissing someone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Spencer asked Hannah to come pick her up after she gets that drunken phone call. Well, that drunken visit. I was going to say phone call. She got a visit from Ren, and we smashed the pot and the flower pot. And and then I dropped him off to the motel and kind of said goodbye, but he invited me in. When I first read that,
I was crazy.
Like,
I thought you were going to go in.
I was like, I thought I was going to go in too. But Spencer was a good girl and she definitely stayed away. And I think Hannah would have definitely told her off in the car if we didn't just get that message from A.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kept on snowballing because then we got home and then there was the shattered pieces in that really creepy arrangement.
Oh, my God. That was so amazing. It's so weird that they made it into a coffin. Creeped me out. And then it was so funny because when Troy and I had to look in the mirror and like do that little screaming sound, the entire crew got scared. They're like, that was so good.
I know, except for us because
we didn't know what we were going to do.
Yeah, they were just like, let me scream. And we were like, And then because we didn't really want to do it until we had to do it. And then when we really did it, actually, some of the crew jumped and they were like, oh my God.
It was
apparently
awesome.
We sounded like dying dogs in pain. And so what did we, I think in the end, we decided to. We open our phones back up to it because we realize that it's almost better to get it in a more private way, to get these messages in a more private way because who knows what she's going to stop at.
Yeah, it's...
Or he.
He or she. It's bizarre, like, what measures A will go to try and get our attention and to try and freak us out. And, yeah, definitely turning off the cell phones was a very bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really nothing much to say about A except that he or she needs to really tone it down and like, what is going on? Because I don't know. I've never personally been so angry at somebody that I would go to that length to torture them.
No, it's horrible.
You know, it's funny because whenever we get a message from A, I know for me personally on set, Tryon playing Spencer, I really try to like, it like all of a sudden hits me again how what it would be like to be toyed with and tortured 24/7, because you almost have to, and the girls do. We do forget. We do go on with our lives and we meet boys or we try to reconnect with our parents, and then you kind of can't forget. It comes up and it slaps you in the face. That's the thing that's, I think, is so maddening about it, is that the only person that could do that to us is Allison.
You know, going into Spencer's house, I cannot believe that someone would go into someone's house, rearrange a pot to make it look like a coffin, and then go into your room and put lipstick writing with a threat. That's just...
At that moment, I think what both Hannah and Spencer realized is that whoever they are dealing with is really in control. Not just can affect them, but can come into their personal space and manipulate it and manipulate them and leave without a trace.
It's insane. Hey, so next week, next episode coming up is called Reality Bites Me, and it's going to air Tuesday, July 6th at 8 p.m. It's a fantastic episode to watch. There's a lot of new boys that come in. People get new jobs. A lot of drama happens. There's a lot of secrets that unfold in this one.
Because in the last episode, in episode 104, we tried to block A. I think he or she really goes lengths to punish us for making it more difficult for them. So we have to deal with, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do with the potential winning or losing of the golden orchid, and Hannah is dealing with working
to pay off crashing Sean's car, which is horrible. She has to wear scrubs, which is so not her thing. She has to work in a dental office. It couldn't be worse for her.
So please tune in next week, Tuesday, July 6th at 8 p.m. to find out more of our secrets and how A is going to torture us this time around. Thank you.